online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Bishop of Rafoe has described the violence in Ukraine as diabolical. It's being claimed that Letterkenny University Hospital is the worst-funded hospital in Ireland. A leading global provider of customer experience solutions and technology has announced 50 remote working opportunities in Donegal. And a Donegal County Councillor is confident that the money allocated to Newton Cunningham today will lead to big things for the village. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Dermot Doherty, followed by Nuked with Colm Fercher. First in news though, Russian forces are approaching the Ukrainian capital Kiev as weapons are handed out to civilians to help defend the city. Ukraine's deputy defence minister says Russia's lost about 2,800 servicemen in attacks so far, as well as 80 tanks. The Kremlin claims to have taken control of an airfield near Kiev and killed 200 Ukrainian troops. Hundreds of people have been waiting to get on an evacuation train in the city. But there could be some hope of a diplomatic solution, with the Kremlin agreeing to send officials to talks in Minsk. However, that's only if the Ukrainians demilitarise. Simon Coveney, meanwhile, has said that the EU should consider expelling Russia from the SWIFT banking system. It would make it more difficult for money to flow in and out of Russia, with the UK government also backing the move. EU foreign ministers have been meeting in Brussels to finalise the details of sanctions against Russia. Minister Simon Coveney has said work needs to start on a further wave of penalties.
We should have a third round of sanctions ready. To add, for example, the SWIFT system, a payment system as part of that package. But I think we should be open to other proposals as well, absolutely, to lengthen the list in terms of people who are being targeted with asset freezes and travel bans.
Well, the Bishop of Rafoe has described the violence in Ukraine as diabolical. A special rosary and service will be held on Ash Wednesday in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with people from Russia, Ukraine and surrounding areas living locally encouraged to attend. It gets underway at 8:30. Bishop of Rafoe and Chair of the Bishop Council for Justice and Peace, Alan McGuckian, says everyone needs to unite in prayer.
This fundamental grief, a belief that indeed all people of faith have, but particularly we Christians have, is that God is our Father. God looks with love on his children in Russia and on his children in Ukraine. They are brothers and sisters. We are brothers and sisters. And consequently, violence one against the other is, as the Pope says, a diabolical thing. And I know that Christian leaders will be saying that and are saying that. I know that the Pope is certainly speaking out into the world for it, and I do hope that our brothers and sisters in the Orthodox churches are saying the same thing. We are brothers and sisters. We are children of the one Father, and this killing each other is diabolical.
As you said, next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and just to repeat, there will be a special rosary and service in the cathedral on that evening, to which you're particularly hopeful that those from Ukraine, Russia and the surrounding area will attend.
Absolutely, and that's at 8:30 that night. We are, in all of our churches, we will be praying at at masses and services every day, and I know all the other Christians and all the other believers who will be listening in to me will be uniting. Like, we need to unite our prayers to the one God, and indeed stand with everybody, believer and unbeliever, hoping and longing and praying for an end to this.
Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the busiest hospitals in the country, yet is one of the worst funded. That's according to Paul Gillespie from the Donegal Diabetes Association. Latest figures show over 1,200 diabetic patients are currently awaiting review appointments at the hospital. Mr. Gillespie says chronic waiting lists are having a significant impact.
I think that one of the main problems for waiting lists has been total mismanagement by the HSE. And again, like, they continue to try to develop everything below the Dublin-Limerick line. Saoilge has been, that's definitely underfunded, but Letterkenny University Hospital is the worst funded hospital, I believe, in Ireland. Letterkenny continues to be the sixth busiest hospital in Ireland, but it's still funded. I believe it's down around the 30 in line that all the Dublin, Cork, Limerick hospitals funding are all way above Letterkenny, even though it continues to be so busy. Everything in Letterkenny Hospital has been seriously affected now by chronic waiting lists. So, like, and as I mentioned already, Letterkenny is one of the busiest hospitals in Ireland, and yet it's so badly under-resourced. Like, so I honestly believe that Letterkenny needs to be immediately made back to being a regional hospital and the proper funding. Like, why is Letterkenny class designated in such a low esteem that it gets so little funding? So the whole system in Letterkenny and Donegal needs to be properly resourced. They need to get a massive input of the funding. And that is what will sort the waiting list properly and forever. Like, to set up that they think that people from Donegal should travel down to Limerick, Cork or Dublin to get the urgent care they badly need, and, you know, it's just crazy.
Well, a new plan to tackle hospital waiting lists aims to have 1.7 million people treated and removed by the end of the year. There are currently 720,000 people actively seeking treatment, with an extra 1.5 million expected to come forward this year. €350 million is being spent to cut waiting lists by nearly a fifth as the system deals with a backlog following the pandemic. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says the health service is facing an historic level of additional demand.
By the end of this year, we aim to have provided treatment to the vast majority of the 75,000 people who are currently waiting for an inpatient or day case procedure. These measures will make a huge difference, but they won't be enough.
A leading global provider of customer experience solutions and technology has announced 50 remote working opportunities in Donegal. Concentrix is expanding its Irish operations with offices already in Dublin, Belfast and Derry. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Concentrix has more than 270,000 staff worldwide and provides customer experience and digital solutions for many of the world's biggest and best-known brands. The expansion into Donegal will further increase the company's footprint on the island of Ireland and underscores the company's confidence in the skills, talent and ability of the county's workforce. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the recruitment targeting Donegal demonstrates the county's attractiveness as a location for long-term growth and investment. The company is already actively recruiting with opportunities for immediate starts available.
A Donegal County Councillor is confident that the money allocated to Newton Cunningham today will lead to big things for the village. €100,000 has been allocated under the Town and Village Renewal Scheme, with the intended project providing for a dedicated outdoor space for young people. However, some of the money will also be geared towards creating a master plan for the area. Councillor Paul Canning says in time more funding will be needed to implement what the Newton Focus Group hope to achieve.
We'll be looking somewhere in the region between 3 and 5 million for Newton Cunningham at the finish up. We have a lot of plans for Newton Cunningham, our roads team, our green schools initiatives, our TIA, and all of the village enhancement groups are coming together with the Newton Focus Group. So we do have big plans. This is the start of those big plans. We will have a master plan done within the next 6 months, 8 months. And we will be letting the people of Newton Cunningham know our plans at that stage.
Almost €400,000 has been allocated to Donegal as a whole under the latest round of the Town and Village Renewal Scheme. Churchill and Moville are also set to benefit, while money has also been allocated to a countywide project to develop a relocation marketing campaign. Minister Charney McConnogh says it's funding that will boost local community initiatives in the towns. Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh says it's a testament to both the local groups and Donegal County Council.
Next on the list there, I know a lot of work has gone in at the council level for the likes of Rimelton and Rathmullen. I met with the group in Rathmullen on Monday and they're doing very, very good work and close collaboration with the council. But significantly going down into the grassroots level, take for example the Churchill group there, they've been very successful in funding over the last number of years the new playground and different. This is their second village and town renewal announcement in the last couple of years. And I just want to commend that group and all the groups that have been really, really active on the ground. And even during COVID, a lot of these groups kept their plans together, have been working behind the scenes. And I think what we are going to see in the next couple of years is the fruits of the work that's been going on behind the scenes and on the ground over the last couple of years. And any groups that have been working on those plans, they will be the groups that obviously will do well on the funding with their preparatory work in place.
The number of families who accessed emergency accommodation in the Northwest last month is up 57%. 11 families, including 16 children, were homeless in January, up on figures from December last year. A total of 9,150 people accessed emergency accommodation in Ireland in January. It's a 2% increase on December's total of 8,914 and includes more than 2,500 children. 71 adults in the Northwest were homeless last month, 29 of them in Donegal. 7,956 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed today. There are 4,335 PCR confirmed cases, while 3,621 people registered a positive antigen test through the HSE portal. 629 patients are in hospital, which is an increase of 19. 53 are in ICU, a decrease of 2. A big crowd demonstrated at the PSNI headquarters in East Belfast earlier as the mother of Noah Donoghue made fresh calls for more information on files relating to his death. The 14-year-old was found dead in a storm drain in North Belfast in June 2020, 6 days after he went missing. Assistant Chief Constable Bobby Singleton says the PSNI is fully committed to finding answers for the Donoghue family. He also says with an ongoing coroner's investigation, it would be inappropriate to comment further. MLA Jerry Carroll was at today's protest.
There's quite a few hundred people here in support of Fiona and Niamh and the whole family, and it's important to see. Also, there's quite a lot of cars beeping support, which shows to me there's support right across Belfast and across the north at the stand with Fiona, with Niamh, with the whole family.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Dermot Doherty.
Thanks, Michaela. There's more good news coming in from the European Masters Athletics Championships in Portugal. Letterkenny AC's Catherine McDevitt was back in action today, and she qualified in an impressive second place in her heat in the 200 metres. She ran a time of 26.84 seconds, and that was good enough to take her through to the semi-finals. She's due to go in her semi-final later this evening. Earlier today, Martin O'Donnell of Olympian AC was also in action in the 200 metres at his age group. He finished third in his heat, just outside the qualifying places, in a time of 25.83. The championships in Braga continue tomorrow, with a number of Donegal athletes back in action in various events. Now, the Republic of Ireland's UEFA Nations League away clash with Ukraine looks certain to be played at a neutral venue given the conflict in the country. Ireland are fixed to face Ukraine in the UEFA Nations League in Lviv on June the 14th, but a change of venue now seems highly likely. Paris has also been fixed to host this year's UEFA Champions League final, replacing St Petersburg. Manchester United have also announced they have ended their commercial partnership with Russian state airline Aeroflot. And this year's Russian Formula One Grand Prix has been cancelled. An F1 statement says it's impossible to hold the event in the current circumstances after the invasion of Ukraine. The race was due to take place in Sochi in September. Former world champion Sebastian Vettel had already said he wouldn't take part. And West Ham will have to get past Spanish side Sevilla if they're to progress to the Europa League quarterfinals. Meanwhile, Rangers' reward for knocking out German giants Borussia Dortmund is a meeting with Red Star Belgrade. Spartak Moscow will play their home leg against RB Leipzig at a neutral venue following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And Leicester will play French team Rennes in the last 16 of Europe's third-tier competition, the Conference League. Well, there are 5 games tonight in the League of Ireland Premier Division, the first of 2 rounds of fixtures over the coming days. The sides will play more games on Monday night. For Finn Harps, their away match at UCD will be their first game of the new season. Their match against Drogheda last Friday night among those to be postponed. And speaking on the Score programme last night, former Harps captain Declan Boyle said supporters will be interested to see how this new look Harps squad gets on with so many changes in personnel. That game kicks off at 7:45. Bows will also have their first outing. They play Dundalk at Dalymount Park. Drogheda host Shelburne, and Sligo Rovers make the trip to Richmond Park to play St Pat's. And at the Brandywell, there's a first meeting of the campaign of two of the big guns of the Premiership as Derry City play host to the champion Shamrock Rovers. And hopefully this time we'll hear from Declan Boyle, who said it's a game that is generating huge interest among City supporters.
Yeah, it is, and by all accounts, I think they've got 2,000 season tickets as well sold, so there's real interest there. You know, we know that, obviously, Rory's come in and has got an extra few pounds in his budget. He's secured good quality players. There's real optimism there. There's confidence in winning the squad. And what they have this year is they've probably got 20 players of real quality. So if two or three of them aren't playing that well on the day, you can bring in the extra quality that can change the game. And that's how it happened last week when they played against Dundalk. And 2-2 down Dundalk, and they probably should have won it if late chances near the end, and probably should have secured 3 points. But yeah, listen, it's interesting to see how this week goes for them, and they'll be looking to get 3 points against Shamrock Rovers, and you know, just to set a marker to the rest, to Shamrock Rovers and to the rest of the league, that they're here and they're going to be a big opposition, and they're looking to lift trophies this year.
And in the first division tonight, Waterford are at home to Bray Wanderers. Cove Ramblers take on Wexford, and Cork City entertain Galway. The game between Treaty and Athlone has been postponed. There's one game in the Irish Premiership. Linfield are at Carrick Rangers. That game's at 7:45. In the Irish Championship, Derrickview play Ards, and Institute are against Ballinamallard. Those two are the games of note tomorrow. And in the Premiership tonight, Southampton play Norwich. That game is at 8 o'clock. There's one game locally tonight in the Ulster Senior League. 8 o'clock start at the Community Centre in Letterkenny, as Finn Harps under-21s play Letterkenny Rovers. Well, in Gaelic games, Donegal at home to Tyrone on Saturday night is the first of this weekend's games in the Alliance National Football League Division 1. On Sunday, Kildare take on Dublin, Monaghan play Kerry, and it's Mayo against Armagh. Tomorrow night's game then serves up a meeting of two great Northwest rivals, with Donegal aiming to bounce back after last weekend's loss in Killarney. Former Donegal player Barry Monaghan has been offering his thoughts on Donegal's three games to date.
Yeah, well, I think, to be fair to Donegal, the first game against Mayo, I thought, I was at that game up in Sligo, I thought they were very good for 40-45 minutes. Now, I think it's well publicised about the way they finished the game, and you know, probably some of the mistakes that were made that let Mayo back into the game against Kildare. Then the second game, I thought they were very impressive. They lost a couple of big players in Langan and Murphy, and they still kicked on and got a great result against a good Kildare team. And then fast forward to the Kerry game then last week, which again was in terrible, terrible conditions. I know, you know, a gale force wind blowing down the field. I think everybody would be disappointed with the performance down there. We would have been 2 points down there would have been a bonus for us. We probably didn't expect it, but it was just the manner of the defeat and maybe the manner of the performance that was probably most disappointing for all the Donegal people watching it.
That's Barry Monaghan then. Well, Division 2 action this weekend. Derry going so well in that division. They're away to Clare on Sunday. That one throws in at 1 o'clock. Fermanagh are also on their travels there in Longford in Division 3. In the National Hurling League, Donegal away to Wicklow this weekend. That's in Division 2B. That match in Aughrim throws in at 12:30 on Sunday. In the same division, Derry host Mayo at Owen Beg at 2 o'clock. And Tyrone host Armagh in Division 3A at Carrickmore. That game is at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And the Camogie Association is to put the issue of amalgamation with the GAA to its annual Congress in April. GAA Congress tomorrow will see a vote on prioritising the bringing together of the LGFA and the Camogie Association under the one roof. In rugby, Joey Carberry has retained his place in the Ireland team that plays Italy in the Six Nations on Sunday. James Lowe returns on the wing, and there's a first cap for Ulster fullback Mike Lowry. Dan Sheehan replaces the injured hooker Ronan Kelleher, while Ryan Baird comes in for James Ryan. The team will be captained by Peter O'Mahony. And Richie Murphy's Irish under-20s continue their bid for the Grand Slam when they host Italy at Musgrave Park this evening. Kickoff in Cork is at 8 o'clock. And elsewhere, Leinster welcome the Emirates Alliance to the RDS for a United Rugby Championship game that gets underway at 7:35. In mixed martial arts, Inish Owens' Dara Kelly goes to the cage for his professional debut as part of the Bellator 275 card at the 3 Arena in Dublin tonight. The Mobile man takes on Englishman Junior Morgan. They were originally meant to face each other back in November. And finally, in golf, it's likely that Padraig Harrington will miss the cut at the Honda Classic. His second round 70 leaves him on 3 over par. Daniel Berger is the course leader on 9 under. Shane Lowry tees off from level par just before 5:30. And that's your sport.
Thanks, Dermot. And finally in news, a message in a bottle found in Donegal may have travelled from Iceland. Maria Gallagher and her friend made the discovery while walking on Maharorti Beach this morning. The pair stumbled upon a plastic bottle and on closer examination discovered a handwritten note inside dated 2009. It's the second such find in a matter of weeks on Maharorti Beach. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Maria says they're hoping to make contact with the owner.
It has the date on the top, 09. There is an email address that apparently they would like you to respond back to them if you find the bottle. So it'll be very interesting how that'll go.
Weather night tonight will be mostly cloudy with patchy light rain and drizzle. Lowest temperatures are 4 to 6 degrees with fresh to strong southerly winds. And the closing headlines this evening, Russian forces are approaching the Ukrainian capital Kiev as weapons are handed out to civilians to help defend the city. Ukraine's deputy defence minister says Russia's lost about 2,800 servicemen in attacks so far, as well as 80 tanks. Letterkenny University Hospital is one of the busiest hospitals in the country, yet is one of the worst funded. That's according to Paul Gillespie from the Donegal Diabetes Association. He says chronic waiting lists are having a significant impact. A leading global provider of customer experience solutions and technology has announced 50 remote working opportunities for Donegal. Concentrix is expanding its Irish operations with offices already in Dublin, Belfast and Derry. And the number of families who accessed emergency accommodation in the Northwest last month is up 57%. 11 families, including 16 children, were homeless in January, up on figures from December last year. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colin Ferriter and Shalin the Prevskilty, Takenu Glaki, a Glorning Ale, Branu Nashunta, Dushina and Comortish, a Agru Erisheo Las Feed and Vishahogin, and Ydor, Lua Shaska Vili Euro, a Lyad Eden Dushina, Agus is on the Fograffer and Burchord Nashunta, Bronfer and Radum, or Hushin a Win Dushina and Sna Comortish, and there you go, Zahru and Nuri, Fograhar Burchuri Dushina, Ranoga Egsula and Comortish, Fiha Fia Sahain, Garlista and Freev Burchura, August Burchuri Comortish, Nagoman Gaelis, Nahinstituti Trio Level on Comai. Tugtur Karu de Sculta, her parcha glaku, a comortus changa, fesh gara column killer, fiha fias a daw, conave parchas a comortus changa, ni ward the irithasuri, scrive a dreekid fakal, forogra and dohus at aku, da hoa hi era gaelic, gohariha and changa, don kid vien ella atal chart, yoe butchery ella, fesh gara column killer, emliana. Bon at a commissionihe go specialta don chamaru caed blian. Sta coin cap agus car chaiga uur don ish og gluin zi a chiolu eg udaris na geltacta. Taharig suil go nianhi ish og na geltacta a chamasu. Chongo me glor larna I verbrich jeshin a difa hen a mahansha. Tashim ar sprik a gluin zi chakt ar vali nualach le changa agus coltar na geltacta a chor con cyn a mahansha. Mask an ish og, agus dolly vaim ar hu u hiv na gaelige, trí yeshina a arbert agus a chruhu difa le kangal tugus commerce laji yenu frij awar a will sign specia fwilai aku hen on. Agus janhi an arashor leichroar radio agus telefisha agus ambassador shartan na gaelige an ir hushgert. Kivani Chahal, a Sletcher Kennan, Shartan, the Giliga, Fiha Fia Sada, a Hyolu, Go Hafigil, an Araclan, a Gidor, and Luin Shaw, an Artalas Fi, the Mi Fiaru, a Fiara, a Glahanye, a Shart, Agus Bay, Kyotri, a Chula, a Lahar, Agus Mred, Ni Weenie, in a Mask. Shim Machodsha, Illegulier, Slanagus Banacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, February the 25th. The death has taken place of Tony Doherty, Carrick Cole, Ranafast. His remains will repose at his home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rosemary Knightley at 8 o'clock. House private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, with burial afterwards in the new graveyard, Annagry. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director, Facebook page and on the Annagry Parish webcam. The death has occurred of William Lafferty, Hillhead, Castle Finn. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30, going to St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House is strictly private, please. The death has taken place of Seamus Devaney, 17 Port Hall Lifford, and formerly of Carrick Dawson Rafoe. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday afternoon at 12:15 for Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is strictly private to family and close friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place in Boston, Massachusetts, of Rose Gibbons, formerly Ohadrina Rosnakill Fanid. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Massmount. Burial afterwards in Massmount Cemetery. The death has taken place of Daniel McElhaney, Dan, Main Street, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from his home tomorrow morning at 22:11, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Comskys funeral directors. House private to close friends and family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred in Cambridge of George Hampson, reposing at his daughter's residence, 20 Glenview, Clonbeg, Buncrana. Funeral tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, Buncrana. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Angus Freel Lawrence, formerly of 77 Ashlawn, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his parents Sally and Thomas Lawrence's residence, 37 Allendale, Ahilly, Buncrana. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:15, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, Linsfort, Buncrana, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family and close friends only, please, from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.